Welcome back to The Green on Delaware Public Media. I'm your host, Tom Byrne. We stay on the art scene for this segment, shifting our focus to the Delaware Contemporary. It is closed to the public right now, but inside, museum curators and other staff are working hard to prepare a trio of new exhibitions designed to spark deep conversations and introspection. To find out what's coming to the Delaware Contemporary, Delaware Public Media's Martin Matheny spoke to its Director of Communications, Design, and Strategy, Siobhan Taylor, for this week's Arts Playlist.
Let me start by asking you to tell me a little bit about the Delaware Contemporary, the mission, and the different spaces that it has for art.
Absolutely. I'll start out by saying the Delaware Contemporary is now under new leadership. Our new executive director, Britt John Johnson, joined us in spring of last year. And so we're really excited to have him follow Leslie Schaefer, who left us last year. And so as always, the Delaware Contemporary, which is the only contemporary art space here in the region, is always consistently dedicated to infusing contemporary art and creativity into our community through compelling exhibitions, dynamic educational experiences, and access to the artistic process. And we present exhibitions of regionally, nationally, internationally recognized artists that are really exploring the topical issues in contemporary art today. And that we additionally provide opportunities for local and emerging artists to showcase their work and advance their artistic growth through workshops, through our artists and residencies program. And so we're really excited to continue that mission.
You've got three new exhibitions opening on January 16th, and I'm going to take you through them one by one to find out more. And let's start with Creative Influencer. And I was looking at the website to get prepared for our talk, and the image connected to that exhibition, so much red, so vibrant, so compelling. Tell me a little bit about the exhibition and what people can expect to see.
Absolutely. So Creative Influencer, which will be in Gallery 3, is curated by our assistant curator, Katia Bunofsky. And so she is really exploring what it means for this current moment of creative influencers to make their way into contemporary art, how their practices online have led into contemporary art. And so there are two artists that will be featured there, is Lindsay Sherrick, and her work really captures everyday objects that function like culture scapes, capturing queer life in real time. A lot of their work is focused on creating a kind of blueprint for a community-focused world that they'd like to live in. And so Lindsay and her work is often talking about how their work centers pleasure and joy beyond capitalism, because systems like capitalism are deeply reliable on hyper-individualism, isolation, and, you know, very binary ideas like gender. And so in addition to Lindsay, Perry Picasso, who is also identified as she, they, is a first generation Mexican-American artist who really believes that art should be more than something you look at, and it should be something that you look in. And so both of these, you know, artists are entering the museum, one for the first time as actual fine artists. And so one, I think it really makes way for us to have a conversation, you know, about how we are looking at contemporary art now that we have all kind of lived in this digital world for so long, and that beyond displaying art on digital platforms, how are artists also taking their digital practices and turning them into contemporary art? So really excited to see how Lindsay and Perry both bring that particular lens to this exhibition and how Kasia's curatorial voice helps shape that.
Another exhibition opening on the 16th is entitled This Place Meant. Again, just a really compelling image associated with that I saw. It felt almost surrealistic, almost kind of Dolly-esque in a way. Tell me about what's on display there.
Sure. So This Place Meant, which will be in Gallery 2 here at the museum, is curated by our newly appointed Gretchen Helpful Curator of Contemporary Art, Dr. Morgan Hamilton, features three artists, Rayanne, Shira, and Sia. And so all of these pieces, and I believe that you might be referring to Rayanne's work, who in 2020, she transferred from a more traditional practice to an alternative one that is fostering a more, you know, one equitable and creative approach to design. And her pieces are really inviting viewers to step into these imagined spaces and challenge us to reflect on our personal attitudes toward futurism, futurist aesthetics, while reminding us that our, you know, envisioned future built environments can honor our heritages, our communities, our shared joys. Shira, who is also in that exhibition, her work is deeply focused on people and places in the city of Philadelphia. And so her work is really, you know, working and thinking about innovative projects to elevate the resilience of immigrant and refugee stories. And then lastly, in that exhibition is Thea, who is a Palestinian American artist, whose work is deeply thinking about personal and collective narratives of loss, of exile, of resistance, even as those communities are figuring out how to celebrate beauty and joy around them. She grew up in the Middle East, and so these color, you know, quality of light, traces of millennia of human presence really continue to resonate through her work, even as the landscapes of Northern U.S., where she has lived her adult life, really influence, you know, what she paints. And so deeply thinking about place and how you have a new lens of folks who have either immigrated or, you know, transitioned here to the U.S. and are thinking about what it means to belong to the place that they are living in.
And then speaking kind of belonging, there's also Constellation of Belonging is being opened as well on January 16th.
Absolutely. So Constellations of Belonging is actually curated by me. And so I am really excited to bring Deborah Cartwright and Tiana McMillan here to the Contemporary to think about and what is unfolding as a social and political moment shaped by this intensified surveillance, bodily regulation, and this really increasing demand that lived experiences, particularly that of Black women, are, you know, rendered visible, legible, and consumable. And so in this climate, the body, you know, is frequently treated as evidence, right? Something that is monitored, narrated, disciplined, and really asked to justify its own existence. And so here I'm inviting Deborah and Tiana to not clarify the body's meaning, but instead attend to how two artists remain with themselves under the conditions and the ways that they negotiate presence without having to surrender their interiority. And so Deborah Cartwright is an artist who's deeply interested in depicting a relationship between the Black female body and American medical history. Mm. I'm really excited to have her join after being at Art Basel and London Frieze, and Tiana McMillan, who is a ceramicist and a curator, who is also thinking about fragmentation of the Black female body. And so really excited to bring the two of them to consider belonging as something made and unmade in relation to something that is really shaped by pressure and sustained through imagination.
You know, we have these exhibitions that are opening on January 16th, but that's really, in terms of what the Delaware Contemporary does, it's really just part of the story. What else do you do to help artists, especially in the community around you?
Yeah, I think that's a wonderful question. And so I think there are a couple ways that, you know, we have and are, you know, continuing to think through our reach beyond the galleries. And so I'd say one, running for its fifth or sixth consecutive year, is the Artist in Residence program here at the Delaware Contemporary, where we select four emerging artists to join us for the year. And they have access to free studio space, a mentor, and then also engage in a culminating exhibition here in the museum. So that is something that is always exciting for us to continue. Our studios at Artist Community, which is our on-site studios, home to currently 28 working artists whose practices really span painting and sculpture, photography. And these artists really do bring a daily energy to the building through hosting open studios. They also collaborate on exhibitions and really help shape, I think, the overall creative culture. We also have our Art Source Registry, which is our regional kind of search engine for discovering and connecting artists. And so artists who are within a 250-mile radius of Wilmington have the ability to upload their portfolios and artist statements and biographies that really make them visible to a number of curators and galleries. I think currently we are, a little over 400 registered artists. They're on that registry. And then, you know, we also host a number of community programs with our nonprofit community partners, host a number of public programs and events with our community members, and also have our educational programming as well, where we bring students in from places like Avengrove and have gone into schools like Kumba and Freire, and we use our either community artists or studio artists to spend time with the students there to really reflect on what is contemporary art, right? Which is something that I think we're always battling up against and having a conversation about meaning, and then, you know, how to engage with it at every level, so that a 4-year-old, a 14-year-old, a 40-year-old, and a 104-year-old can also really understand what it means to engage with contemporary art.
Thanks to Delaware Contemporary's Director of Communications Design and Strategy, Siobhan Taylor, and Dara Martin-Matheny for joining us on this edition of Arts Playlist. The Delaware Contemporary's new exhibitions open Friday, January 15th. And we wrap up The Green next with Enlighten Me and a trip to the University of Delaware to check out stories by student journalists there. This is The Green on Delaware Public Media.